The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. As you continue to grow and move out into the world, many times you'll hear voices of people telling you, "Oh, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. Oh, nobody will forgive you for what you have done. Nobody likes you. Nobody cares about you." Or voices telling you, "You're better than anyone else. Don't worry about other people. They're just, you know, obstacles in your way." Or, "You don't have to trust anyone. You can do it all on your own." When you hear those voices in whatever messy situation you're in, those voices not going to help you get out of that mess. It helps you sink deeper into the mess that you are in. But at those times, if you remember the voice of God, the voice of God who told Jesus at his baptism, as well as the baptism of each one of us, "You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. I am well pleased with you." That power of love, which will help you get out of that mess, that power of love, knowing and remembering how much God loves you, will help you to get up and continue your journey, rather than keep sinking deeper and deeper in that situation. To know that no matter what we do, we're loved by God. Because God loves us for who we are, for not what we do. But as a response to God's love, then we respond with love and do what's pleasing to our Father. You say, "Well, how do I know God loves me? I mean, you know, we're not going to hear this voice." Well, you'll know, or you remind yourself that God loves you every time you listen to the scriptures, every time you read about Jesus in the gospel, every time you come to Mass and you remember that what we're celebrating, this God who loved us so much that he died for you on the cross to forgive you your sins so you can get up and move on with your life, continue with your life and do better. Be more and more pleasing to our Heavenly Father. You know that God loves you because one day God wants you to be with him in heaven, to live for all eternity, to be happy for all eternity, to be at peace, to accomplish everything that you couldn't accomplish in this world. That's how we know that God loves us. They're not just empty words. They're promises that God makes to us. And we know they are true because God gave his life for us on the cross. Because his followers, they died for the same faith, for the same belief. Because that power of love of Jesus and his early Christians overpowered the whole Roman Empire, and the whole Christian, the civilized world became Christian at that time. We know that the power of love works because 2,000 years ago, later, we still remember this man from Nazareth who was maybe okay, had some good words to say, worked some miracles, but ended up dying on the cross. We still remember him and celebrate him and say he is God. Because that power of love that the Father had for him brought them back to life, to eternal life. And his followers were willing to die for that truth because they saw him rise from the dead. That's why we believe that God truly loves us. And when you remember that, God will help you with whatever situation you find yourself in and fill you with his love, the Holy Spirit, so you can get up and do better in your life.